Son of Parthak came, Mishnah Zion, a Sukkoth Shebis Sela, a rock that's hollowed out and attached to the ground on the side of a spring. And water from the spring enters into the hollow part of the rock through a small opening in the side of the rock. This rock is not considered a kli since it was not hollowed out when it was disattached from the ground. It was only hollowed out after it was attached to the ground, so therefore it only had a shein kli when it's attached to the ground, and the kli that only became a kli when it's attached to the ground is not considered a kli. And mamalim bar, vein mekachim bar, vein mazim mimenu. This rock, even though it's hollowed out, cannot be used to draw water for the para aduma. Nor can he be mekadesh the eifah, the para aduma, in this rock. And nor can you use this rock to hold the eifah together with the mayim of the para aduma when you want to sprinkle the eifah of the para aduma to be matar people. And for all these things, you need a kli. And this rock is not considered a kli since it was only hollowed out after it was attached to the ground. Veina tzricha tzmitzil, veina poisela says hamikvah. It does not require a tzmitzil, a tightly sealed cover, in order to protect its content if this rock was an oil mix. As it didn't, that a kli evan, a kli that's made out of stone, and a kli evan is not makabel tuma, and it's under the same roof as a mitz, it would protect its content from becoming tuma if it was tightly sealed with its mid psil. But this rock, since it was hollowed out and it was attached to the ground, it doesn't have a din of a kli. Instead, it would have a din of a pit, and the din is that a pit in the oil mace does not require a tightly sealed cover to protect its contents if it's an oil mace. Instead, any cover would do, even if it's not tightly sealed. So therefore, this rock, since it doesn't have a din of a kli, does not require a tightly sealed smid psil, tightly sealed cover. Instead, any simple covering would do to protect its contents, just like a pit would protect its contents, even though the cover is not tightly sealed. And so too, water that was in this rock and subsequently fell into a mikvah would not passel the mikvah, as it did it that a mikvah that did not contain 40 sa'a yet, and mayim shuvim fell into the mikvah, that would passel the mikvah. Mayim shuvim is water that was drawn in a kli and subsequently fell into a mikvah, it would passel the mikvah if the mikvah did not yet have 40 sa'a. But water that fell from this rock into a mikvah would not passel the mikvah, as water that was in this rock does not have a din of mayim shuvim, doesn't have a din of drawn water, since this rock is not considered a kli. Haisa kli v'chibra v'siv. But if this rock did have a din of a kli, if you had taken it off from the ground and hollowed it out when it was not attached to the ground, in such a case, even if you subsequently attached it to the ground, it has a din of a kli, since it was hollowed out when it was not attached to the ground, and then you went ahead and attached to the ground with lime, mimalim ba, umekachim ba, umazim imenu. It has a din of a kli, so therefore it could be used to draw water for the paraduma. So too, you can be makadesh the eifah of the paraduma in this kli, and you can use this kli to hold the water in the eifah of the paraduma when you want to sprinkle the eifah of the paraduma on people to be matar them. Utricha tzmitzu, upoisela says a mikvah. And this rock would require a tightly sealed cover to protect its contents if it's under the same roof as a mace, and since it has a din of a kli, that is a din that the cover has to be tightly sealed to protect its contents from becoming tummy if it's under the same roof as a mace. And so too, it would passel a mikvah. If water from this avet would fall into a mikvah, it would be considered mayim shuvim, drawn water that would passel a mikvah. And since it has a din of a kli, the water that's in this avet is considered mayim shuvim. Nikvah milmaton upakika bismartut. Hamayim shabateka paislim mipnei she'enan agulim kli. If this rock, which has a din of a kli, was hollowed out, and only after that you tap to the ground with lime, but a hole developed on the bottom of the kli, even though you stuffed up the hole with a rag, the water that's in this rock is possible to be used for the para aduma because it's not enveloped by a kli. Meaning to say, the rock no longer has a din kli since a hole developed on the bottom of the rock. Even though the hole was stuffed with a rag, that does not make it into a kli, as a hole in the very bottom of the kli passels it and it's no longer considered a kli and cannot be used for the paraduma. Min hatzad upakakab is martut hamayin shabitoch aksherim bipnei shehem agulim kli. But if the hole developed not on the bottom, but on the side of the rock, and that hole was stuffed up with a rag, in such a case, the water inside of it would be kosher for the paraduma because it is enveloped by a kli, and since the hole is on the side, not on the bottom, it is still considered a kli, even though it developed the hole. Also, loy atara shaltet v'hochu hamayim l'sham. If this rock is considered a clue, that you hollowed it out, and only after that you attached it to the ground, and you made a crown around the top rim of the clay, you made a crown of clay on the rim of the clay, as you wanted the clay to be larger and to contain more water. So you put some clay all around the rim so that the rim would be larger. And then you used this rock to draw water for the Para Aduma. And the water was over the top of the rim and was up against the clay, the crown of clay that was attached to the top of the rim. In such a case, that water would be puzzled. And that clay on top of the clay is not considered part of the clay. Therefore, the water that's all the way up there, it's as if it's not in the clay at all, and therefore puzzle for the Para Aduma. But if the crown of clay at the top of the clay was stuck on really, really well, to the extent that if you picked up the clay by holding on to the clay, you'd be able to pick up the entire clay that way, in such a case, that clay is considered part of the clay, and therefore, if you filled it up all the way to the top, and the water on the top is up against the clay, it's above the original rim of the clay, that water is kosher, and since the clay is stuck on real well, that clay is considered part of the clay, and therefore, the water would be kosher. So, Parakeh Mishnah Ches, Tesha Kosoi, Shebe Eben Achas. One stone with two hollowed out parts to it. We're talking about a stone that hasn't been of a clay, it was hollowed out before it was attached to the ground, or was never attached to the ground at all. Such a case, it has a din of a clay. And this stone has two hollowed out parts to it, one on each side. Kidesh achas mehem, hamayin shebishniya enem mekudosh. If you are mekadesh the eifah, the Para Aduma, and one of the hollowed out parts of the clay, the water that's in the other hollowed part of the clay is not mekudesh, as it's considered two separate kalim. So therefore, when you put the spring water in the eifah, the Para Aduma, on one part of this aven, that would not be mekadesh the water that's in the other hollowed out part of this aven. But if there was an opening from one hollowed out part of the heaven to the other, and that opening was the size of a shloferes hanod, a tube that's used to siphon off liquid from a node, from a leather flask, meaning that it's large enough for you to put two fingers inside that opening and to move it around spaciously. In such a case, since it has an opening that size, it's considered like one kli. And when you makadik the water on one part of the kli, the water on the other opening of the kli is also makudah. Or even if there was no opening that attached the water on both hollowed out parts of the clay, but the divider that divided the two hollowed out parts of the clay was lower than the other walls of the clay, and that the water that was put on one hollowed out part of the clay overlapped that divider, even if it only overlapped that divider a very small amount the size of a garlic peel. Even so, the fact that the water overlaps the divider that attaches the two hollowed out parts of the clay and makes it into one clay, so the din is, as the Mishnah goes on to say, if you mekadesh the water in one hollowed out part of the clay, if you put the eighth for the ash of the Para Aduma into the water that's in one hollowed out part of the clay, the water that's in the other hollowed out part of the clay is also mekudesh. It's also kosher to spring on people to retire them from Tmei Meis, as since it's all considered one kli. If the water on one hollowed out part of the kli is mekudesh, the water on the other hollowed out part of the kli is mekudesh, even though you only put the eifah, the Para Aduma, into one part of the kli, not into the other part of the kli.